where we highlight three of the top stories written by our reporters at the Daily Emerald over the past couple of weeks. This week, I'll continue to share a variety of our stories, featuring a different story from each of our news desks. Let's jump into it. A recent breaking news story here on UO's campus is University of Oregon pro-Palestinian encampment settles in for first night, written and updated by the Daily Emerald News Desk. In the past few weeks, students from universities all across the country have established encampments on university grounds to show support for Palestinians in the Israel-Hamas war. Some notable universities that have started encampments include NYU, UC Berkeley, MIT, Yale, and Columbia University, with the list growing day by day. UO has now officially joined that list. UO's encampment was set up on April 29th on the Memorial Quad next to the Knight Library. The article reports that by nightfall on the 29th, the number of tents from the first day had increased from 27 to about 50. The protesters camping on the Memorial Quad are led by UO student organizations, including Students for Justice in Palestine, Jewish Voice for Peace, UO Grads for Palestine, and the UO chapter of Young Democratic Socialists of America. These groups have asked that the non-student protesters not be a part of the encampment, for fear that would lead to an increased police presence. According to the article, the goal of the protesters is to encourage UO to boycott, quote, the State of Israel, Israeli companies, and any weapons or surveillance manufacturing, end quote. The protesters also want UO to provide statements and protections that support, quote, Palestinian, Jewish, Muslim, and Arab students, end quote. A student organizer by the name of Cedar Diodora said, quote, the university has been real quiet, and we think that's irresponsible of them. We want to make sure the students here are protected and able to learn, so we want statements against the harassment of those individuals, affirming they will be protected, end quote. May 2nd, UO President John Carl Schultz sent out an email saying that UO will not be complying with the protesters' demands. The following day, May 3rd, the organizers of the protest sent a letter to the school saying that they will not back down and continue to protest until their demands are met. In the letter, they listed out the six demands that they are urging the university to agree to. You can keep updated with information about the UO protest encampment by visiting the Daily Emerald website, which is providing daily live coverage and updates on this event. The arts and culture story, Civil War is Wasted Potential, by Sean Avery, reviews the movie, which came out on April 12th, and was directed by Alex Garland. The movie stars Kirsten Dunst playing a war photographer, who, along with her other journalist colleagues, heads to Washington, D.C. to interview the president about the Civil War he inflicted, as well as to get a picture of him. Avery professes that he believes the characters and dialogue are, quote, aggressively dull, end quote. Especially Dunst's character, Lee Smith. He also expressed disappointment that Jesse Plemons' character barely got any screen time, though the advertising for the film implied that his character would play a bigger role in the movie. Avery thinks that politics should have been a more central part of the film as well, since there is an active civil war going on in the movie, but we don't know exactly why or how it started. Quote, sure, the imagery is intense, but the film paints the characters as so politically neutral and morally bland that the stakes feel null. The audience isn't dumb. We know war is horrific. By opting to withhold why the war began in the first place, the film reads as entirely apolitical, Avery does praise the visuals of the movie, however, as well as the movie's cinematography choices, though that is not enough for him to completely enjoy the film. Quote, "Civil War has its moments," end quote, he says. Quote, "But flashy filmmaking and a compelling premise can't make up for its egregiously hollow themes and lifeless narrative," end quote. This week's opinion story is Hamilton is Alive by Olivia Ellerbrecht. Ellerbrecht explains how students were told last school year that Hamilton Hall would be torn down and facing construction this year as part of the Hamilton-Walton transformation project, but that evidently didn't happen, as Hamilton still stands today. According to Ellerbrecht, Hamilton was not torn down because the school instead decided to focus on repairs to the dorm hall, Kalapuya Alihi. Ellerbrecht tells of how she lived in Hamilton during her freshman year and how people would often express their sympathy that she lived in that dorm hall. While she recognizes Hamilton's faults, she also professed how she came to like the hall. Quote, "It is, by a landslide, the most outdated dorm hall compared to the newer ones with elevators and private bathrooms. But, after only 2 months of living there, I learned to appreciate Hammy for what it was and see the positives of the situation," end quote. Sophomore Jovi Chen, who also lived in Hamilton her freshman year, had to agree with Ellerbrecht. Quote, "Honestly, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be," end quote, Chen said. Quote, "Me and my roommate made it work and still managed to have a good freshman year experience," end quote. While Ellerbrecht did end up liking her dorm hall, she does share her opinion that UO's housing is too expensive for what it is, considering all the dorm issues students have to deal with, as well as the construction and rebuilding that the university has to continue. She says, quote, "The cost of building Kalapuya just for it to be unlivable 7 years later is unacceptable. I can't imagine the frustration and stress for each incoming class of freshmen the longer this fiasco continues," end quote. That concludes another episode of our recap podcast. You can check out the stories mentioned today, along with a variety of our other content, at our website, dailyemerald.com. That's it for this week. This has been Riley Banofsky for the Daily Emerald. Thanks for tuning in.